Thank you. Okay, we have a minute show that we have a full quorum, all board members present. I did, along that line, I did read the code statute about absences from the meeting, and we do need to be careful of that. The absences that have been excused, and probably the most important issue there is that it needs to reflect in the minutes, specifically in the minutes. In fact, the statute says read into the minutes that there is an excuse. And it does state in the past minutes, so that we're clear. Election of officers, I guess, I don't know if there needs to be any action here. I think that if...
You probably ought to open it up in case somebody wants to nominate.
If there's a desire for an election, then a board member needs to make a motion for such.
Before you do that, make sure that you do have a quorum, all five members are here.
Yes, I did.
Okay, I didn't hear it, I was looking up something else.
Yes.
Sorry.
Is there any board member that would wish for an election? Not so, let's move on. Can I get an approval of the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve tonight's agenda with the one item and the new construction Valverde color change discussion motion action. Yes.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Question, discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We have an agenda. Can I get approval of the minutes?
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes. Regular meeting June 11th, 2024, and CCACC minutes June 11th, 2024.
And I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. Questions, discussion? Let's vote.
I did have one. Sandy caught, and it was that. It was under the
study session,
page two, that they can leave their house and should be can't leave their house. So we just need, I'll just put in the can't to get it.
All right, let's vote. Ray, on approval of the minutes.
Did you say Ray?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Clint?
Yes.
Okay. And the chair votes yes. And you were actually here by Zoom, so you...
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Bills payable?
Make a motion that we pay the bills.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion, questions?
I have a question, 37722. To the Colorado Department of Public Health.
That is our monthly fine payment.
Okay, so I guess I must have forgotten then that we went to a monthly instead of the lump sum.
We were going to hold it off as long as we could.
Okay, so, all right, thank you.
Yep. Take the castor oil a little at a time.
Yep.
Any other questions?
And it isn't due until like the 25th, but we try and do it the month before. So
we're a month ahead.
So we kind of stay in line.
So after I pay my water bill then?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Is the pool gas bill, is that typical for the start of the year?
Yes, that is. We have a new boiler and everything in there. If you noticed, also there's thunder. What is it?
Thunder Construction.
They came in and set our diaphragms and stuff, so that should be dropping too, because we were burning a lot hotter than it should have been. So they readjusted all of that in our diaphragms. But yeah, usually starting from It's like my hot tub I filled up this weekend, and it was at 65, I think, and we got to get it up to 75. And you're looking at a lot of water to heat.
I also always keep a spreadsheet that shows the past month and the year prior to. So if anybody's ever interested in looking at that information, I always have that available.
So,
yeah, man.
I do got one question. So the pro shop, 200, I know I'm beating a dead horse here,
mm-hmm.
Okay? But it's at $272, and we're 100 degrees outside,
mm-hmm.
Okay? What is using gas?
This was in May, and as soon as I seen the bill, I went down there and shut the furnace off. They did have the furnace still on, so if they had swamp coolers on, they would probably double heat them. So that's something that I put in Mike, that every May, you go in and shut the heater off completely.
So next month, we'll be getting June's.
Yeah, and it should be almost.
It should be service fees.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else ran off of that stuff, right?
No, there shouldn't
water
be.
Heaters.
Water heaters.
Water heaters.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe.
The sauna.
No, the sauna isn't.
Is it?
No, they don't even have it hooked up.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll see what happens next month.
Yeah. If not, then I'm going to call them back, because last year we had a leak there, and they fixed it, they said. And so we'll check on that, too.
Okay.
Board? Well, I did discuss a few of these things with Jim and Christy, so I'm covered pretty much on everything except natural gas. Should we request Colorado Natural Gas to do an audit, an energy audit, on some of these buildings? One of the things, of course, is the shop. Kind of your point as far as why we spent $360 on gas at the shop. Why? And
what shop?
The water, well, the main shop.
The main shop.
Well, they're in and out of there all the time, and there's no insulation. Let's think.
It's not cold. You know, this
hey,
is,
we had snow on Mother's Day.
Yeah, not $360 worth. And if so,
it's a big building.
Yeah, but why are we heating it?
Well, and that's the thing is we did have an energy audit come in last year. He did come in and put insulation around all of our doors in every plant, maintenance shop, and all of that. So we've had that done last year. But it won't be hurt. It wouldn't hurt probably to have them come in and check it again.
It doesn't cost anything to have them do it, does it?
No.
So to the point, though, what Mr. Collins said about the pro shop, if this bill is for May, the next set of numbers we look at should be greatly reduced.
Yeah.
Should
be.
Chairman.
Yeah. And even the water plant, our main heater that heats the water plant, it's stuck on for about 6 hours. And I walked in there with... just happened to walk in, and it was like 82 degrees, and that was after everybody had went home and stuff. I just went in for something. I had to drop something off out there, and they called Gary and I said, man, has this ever shut off? He says, I didn't even know it was working, and so I shut it down, kicked the breaker. I had Jeremy come in and look at it, our guy that works on our heaters, and yeah, it was something wrong with the thermostat that would... it was bad to replace the thermostat, and now we have basically shut off.
It's off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
we
other
have to, the bad news is we got to buy a new heater.
The other one then is the Thunder Construction one.
Yeah.
To adjust gas pressure, is the responsibility of the gas company.
They won't. They have to match it with what the boiler is, and that's why they needed to have Thunder come in and basically set the diaphragm coming into the heater as set to what the meter is.
Okay, so anyway, Josh took care of that for if it should have been the gas company, he's aware of that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He talked to the gas company. The gas company said, we need this. And they worked together to get it straightened out.
Okay. All right. Any other questions, board? All right, let's vote. Clint?
Yes.
Sarah?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Let's pay the bills.
No financial.
Financial. Got operational reports to take back with. As you notice, we're keeping it up at the biggest level. For the physiometer, for the last few weeks, for the week of the 12th and the 21st, all numbers have pretty much stayed the same at the 15.5 level. For the weekly reports, you have at the 15.5, actually at 15.8, on the 12th, which I mistranslated that. But all the levels except your 6-inch went to a half quart instead of a full quart because it dried out, as known. And the reason the weir was at 0.24 is we over flooded the golf course pond with all the, we had to shut some of the water coming down, so we diverted it to the golf course pond, at which time we overfilled it and actually puts it down before the weir. And that's one of the things when we do this down and stuff, we're going to move that so that it's after the weir and we don't have this problem anymore.
Okay.
Okay. Operational to Neil, you're in charge of the letter. We'll be meeting it this week sometime.
Yes.
So we're in that.
Meters.
I just found out today that we will be losing 2 new employees and we'll be having to hire 2 new employees. One is due to family and the other one is other circumstances that have taken place.
Is it the 2 new employees?
One is.
One's one of the new ones.
Tell us about the Stargazer trucking.
Okay, with that, we had extra money in our roads budget. We were able, I knew there was a lot of roads that needed to be rebuilt and hauled. It was cheaper for us to have somebody come in and haul it and have one guy on the grader instead of having 2 guys jumping. We were able to haul 20 ton at a time instead of 12 ton or 10 ton, which Aiden was able to get Trelesa and Saratoga and also Antoinette all done within the week, which is a big help in getting it done. Whereas if we would have done it by truck, it probably would have taken us 2 to 3 weeks to get it done.
How much tonnage did we lay down?
We laid down, I think Aiden said about 8 ton. 8,000 ton. I'm sorry, 8,000 ton.
8,000 ton.
I was going to say 8 ton, we could have done that in an afternoon.
No, it was 8,000.
We don't have the equipment to do roads.
Agreed.
That's just all there is to it.
So by doing it, it kind of was a wise investment. It was cheaper for us to do it, have somebody just come in and haul it. He also brought in his loader to load up, where instead of having our backhoe down there and having equipment spread out all over, it kind of...
What was his loader? What size bucket on that?
On whose?
On Stargazers. I think it's...
Oh, Stargazers is a 5-yard bucket.
Okay. Right. That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
Curious.
But I think everybody's pretty much happy with what...
I am.
And actually, he's got a little cleanup to do, little things, but he wanted to make sure he got most of the gravel down, worked further than center, and as people drive on it, it's going to spread, so then that way he can come back and finish up. But,
Looks good. What do you think?
Well, I liked the work. It's, I think it does need just a little tune-up maybe, but I like the work.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I was surprised. Yeah. I didn't know it was coming, so I didn't know who's doing it. I saw Stargazer driving.
Well, we started out with kind of a snafu.
I know.
Ray called me and he says, "Who's hauling gravel? Is that the county isn't doing it?" And Aiden had thought there was a section there that is county from Del Oro to Stanley that is actually, but on both sides of it is Colorado City. So I was able to make some calls to the county and said, "Hey, can you get a grader down here? We'll leave this down, and would you be willing to, well, we put down, give us back in gravel?" And they agreed, and it was no problem. So we worked it all out. Yeah, we got our gravel back. They were able to get their road gravel kind of just for their hour of time that they only needed to finish up. But Aiden had pretty much laid it out flat, but yeah, they went in and finished it off. So.
Cool.
Yeah, I thought it looked pretty good. Okay, let's, anything else for operational?
The attorney's report, I'll have more next meeting. We are doing the financing plan for the gas system, and we're almost got it wrapped up. We should have it wrapped up by the end of the week to have it in by July 1st. So
we're going to meet the deadline?
We're going to meet the deadline. I don't know whether they'll accept it, because this is about the third one that we've put in, and they continue to, well, nitpick on different things, but, well, we have it set out.
We have quite a bill for our attorney in there, and I presume that she's been quite a help on doing that.
Yes, she is. She's put in a lot of time and effort. She's been attending our meetings with CDPHE, because their lawyer's there. She's been working on the appeals process with the big fine that we were supposed to get, and moving these deadline dates out to make sure that we can meet them, because they were unrealistic when they did put them in, as being, you have 30 days to do this, and you have 30, and so that's why we did appeal it, in getting that we need time to get all the facts together to get it done.
All right, let's move on to the agenda.
Agenda items, you have signing of the audit extension. I just need a motion to have the chairman sign.
I'll make a motion that we allow the chairman to sign the audit extension.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded. Questions, discussion? Let's vote. Everybody say, in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right.
One of this is we didn't have to have it until the 31st, but I want to say
they get it done. Date.
Okay, next, CCACC new construction. Like I said, it's 4340 the Alberta Way, the liquor store color change. It's going to be kind of a dark blue and brown exterior colors.
I make a motion at this time that we approve the color change of 4340 Valverde Way Liquor Store.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion. I'm going to open it up to the audience as well. I got the impression that there was some pushback on that color.
You know, if you want to look at the sky and say whatever's in the sunset, they could do purple. I mean, or whatever color.
But the sky is not the earth.
Right. There you go.
Okay. Anybody else have any input on the color?
None? I think it's a little dark, but that's could be subjective too.
It is subjective. That's why I ask.
But and you've got some blue homes up on Lake O'Mitch.
Right. We do have.
I didn't know that.
I don't know whether that they didn't get them approved or right. That was before
they probably didn't.
We got CCAAC rejoined.
Most of them were done before CCAAC.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so let's vote. I'm going to call the vote. Ray?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Sarah?
Yes.
Was that a yes or?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Clint?
Yes.
And chair votes yes. Okay. We move on to old business, Jim.
Okay, first I'll deal with North Park update. Jody did contact NOCO to get us as a survey as what we can do. NOCO has had experience in pressure sewer lines. We also reached out to GMS. They got back to me last Wednesday. I sent out information as to what we've done so far, where we're at, and a diagram of what the system is. I have not received anything back from them. Alex is one of the guys that came in here and did meetings, and he's on it and working for us on that. I just told him I want a bid on a survey as to what it's going to cost to put in different options as to, is there something wrong with the pressure line now, if we're doing something wrong on our end, and also what it would cost to replace and put in a gravity feed system, those kind of things. That's what we were looking at. I felt that's what we were talking
about. Yeah, just the best option for our situation.
And give us different options as to a survey as to that and what the cost would be if we wanted to move forward.
Because I know we're still having blockages.
Yeah.
And so it's an ongoing thing.
So, Jim, time-wise, when do we expect
you? Hopefully by the next meeting I will have this information from the engineers. I will give them a call and find out if they have moved forward.
Okay.
Okay, Little Diggers, like I said, we're in the process of getting road permits, just waiting for another valve to come in, and also locating the valve that...
The mystery valve?
The mystery valve that...
It's there.
It's just... Greg ran into three or four pop cans and bottle caps and stuff when we were trying to locate it, because it should have a metal lid on it as a valve.
It could be knocked off, but it's there.
So what we're going to do is go over there with the backhoe and kind of rake that area to see if we can catch it, because it's showing on the plot map that they're right there together.
Okay.
Supposedly.
Community meeting set for July 23rd at 6:30. I've had a couple people ask already, and so hopefully we'll continue to promote it. I know I'll promote it on Facebook at least the week before, or maybe 2 weeks. And
do we have a focal point of discussion?
Yeah, it was.
It was, but what is it now?
So, the fines for for covenant violations was kind of what came up originally.
Okay.
Again, as far as actually that meeting, it should just be open for anything, but that was kind of the focal point, I think you said.
We're looking at, we'll get into that under new business on the discussion we had today.
Right.
As for finance director, I did get a call from Chris Dowell.
Chris Dowell.
They are the auditors or the bookkeeping for Rifire. I believe he lives in the area. He did give me a quote of like $2,000 a week, but it's for as long as we need him or as short as we need him, and 18 hours of on-premise work, whereas the other one was 10 on, 8 on, 8, offline, online training where I think this one would be a better fit for us. The other one, it was a 3-month deal. I'm going to sit down and me and Nancy are going to talk about it tomorrow morning. And
refresh our memories exactly what we're looking for here.
This would be to train, because right now we don't have anybody that's interested or meets the qualifications as an auditor.
Okay.
Whereas if we can promote up with Christy and bring in, it's easier to find somebody for AP in that area and billing to put them in that position.
Okay.
And this person would train Christy
and
to do the job.
And also help with AP too.
What are we looking at as far as timeline?
He's looking at 2 weeks that he can be here and start helping.
I mean, timeline, what is he considering timeline to get her trained?
It all depends upon what she needs and what she can comprehend. And that's what I'm saying. It could be a month. It could be 2 weeks. It could be 3 months in trying to get her in relation to what needs to be done. Because I know Christy's doing an excellent job now in progressing. She's got, but there's some of the stuff that we need for December that she is unsure about where that would help her a bunch in that closing of 2023.
Close the year out.
Yeah. Okay. So that's one of our big needs.
Is Christy interested in climbing up there?
Yes, she is. And we also, Sandy and I had a talk whether she was interested in moving into AP, and she felt that this time she didn't want to.
Right now. Nancy, what do you think?
About?
This.
I didn't talk to Christelle. And I did contact him, but didn't talk to him directly. He was unavailable at times. I called him back. So he talked to Jim in detail, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And so you guys are going to get together now.
We need to get together and discuss it more.
There's quite a difference between the companies.
Yeah.
So. All right. Any other old business, board?
I got a couple things. We'll go back to North Park. Are we pumping that daily now?
No.
Or how often are we pumping that?
Usually they pump it on Monday and Fridays.
But if somebody last Sunday night,
mm-hmm.
And they went out. Is that something we need to do over the weekend with the busy golf course tournament thing?
And that's in the past. It was where it did. Over the weekend, we'd be able to do it on Friday and Monday. The one on Sunday night, it was...
Oh, that was the...
that was our
error.
Okay,
yeah,
that was our error.
That wasn't a blockage.
Because when they sucked it on Friday, they went around and shut off everybody's valve so that they could get the full pressure for the main line while they forgot to turn on somebody's valve. And it filled up their pit. So they went over and... fired it up and
did it in their basement? Because I heard it did. And
I told him, give me a call on Monday because they weren't going to be there all weekend.
Okay.
And he never called me back and said anything. And I tried to reach him Monday and I was in that meeting.
For the mitigation and they never called you?
No, he never did.
And then the other thing I had, again, I'll bring up every meeting, is the satellite internet feed for the plant. Is there any news on that?
No, it's done. They do not offer that.
So for the market.
Yeah.
So our fallback is Jensen showing up with the computer. And
at this point, until we can.
Okay.
Until we can find another internet source. Okay. That's the biggest problem. Is you only have RTC here. There is no. Setcom or anybody else that is in the valley. And I know you don't mind HughesNet, because HughesNet is terrible.
So is that actively moving forward?
Yeah, we're looking to see if there's something else out there. I know Jensen is.
Okay, Jensen's actually active on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know when we went to our new guys for our IT guys, they verified anything that would be suitable for us.
Okay. Anything else?
I have a couple things. Just to back up to North Park,
mm-hmm.
would it be wise to have a preemptive schedule to pump something there?
We do, okay. On Mondays and Fridays.
Okay,
and Monday. Then if we do get a call, they're out within 30 minutes to...
But a Sunday night?
Even a Sunday night.
I know, but I mean, if would it be wiser to hit it Sunday night instead of wait until Monday morning, or is that just structurally impossible with our overtime schedule?
Yeah, I feel that it would be.
Okay.
And with that too is, like I said, it's so erratic.
Okay.
That we don't know.
We haven't found a pattern.
Yeah, there is no real pattern, and that's why we've went out on Monday. I know every morning when they go by the manhole, they check and make sure they have flow coming out of it. They've been down the golf clubhouse, hit the pumps on, and have somebody stand at the manhole to see that pressure's coming out and everything's good.
That's good. And the other thing I wanted to bring up again, something I brought up last meeting, was I would like to get a snapshot of our July billables and water.
Yeah.
For an early August meeting, just to see, we've raised our rates and pretty drastically,
mm-hmm.
And I want to know if we've created a situation of demand destruction. Are we actually bringing in more money, or are we bringing in less money because of the rate increase? Because if we're bringing in less money, obviously everything else has gone up, then we've shot ourselves in the foot.
Yeah.
So in comparison to July 2023.
Yeah,
okay.
That would be wonderful. Thank you. That's all I have.
Anything else? Couple things.
New business?
No, I got a couple things here. We need to deal with the water lease for Gunnaris.
Okay. The water lease on Gunnaris.
That's one thing that we've been ignoring, and I think that we, the board, needs to step up to do that.
Yeah.
We need to. So I would like a volunteer from the board to check out who's in that area out there that we'd be leasing that to. And
because I know the property owners and two of the properties out of the three have changed.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we need to deal with it.
Yeah.
We're going. That's a loss of water rights issue if we don't. So
well, it really isn't, because the water's being used. We're just not being paid for it.
Yeah, but that could be abandonment. So we need to.
In a way, yes. In a way, no.
Yeah, that depend on the judge.
So what could you fill us in, Mr. Chair, on what's going on? I don't know.
We have water rights on Gunnaris Creek,
uh-huh.
and we're not using them.
Uh-huh.
And in the past, there's been a lease. We leased them out to some of the landowners out there at a pretty low rate. But at least we addressed it. By doing such, then we legally were maintaining those water rights. Well,
because we were using them.
We were leasing them. So we were, and then there was a.
The
board didn't approve the lease last time it was due. Because of that, there has not been a lease, and the people that are out there could be using that water, probably are using that water, and we haven't been maintaining our ownership.
The reason they going back is the Gunnaris Creek. At one point in time, they were trying to get it where we could transfer the water out of Gunnaris over to Greenhorn.
Are you talking about Little Gunnaris?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, that's different.
So, yeah. And there's three pastures there that I know they were using to, and they set up a pond and all of the other stuff to go forward. And they were saying that they had bought that when they bought the property, which it wasn't.
They didn't get the water rights.
They didn't get the water rights within the because the water rights were transferred to CCMB.
So we need to actually, to show due diligence, we need to address the issue.
I agree.
Yeah.
Is this the property on Mountain Shuttle?
Yeah, it's above Mountain Shuttle.
That was when I first got
on the board. We didn't approve the release.
Is that the one, Greg, that takes the water through my backyard?
Right, but there was discussion about who had that.
You're right, though.
The ownership. Yeah, yeah.
It's above.
We can give you a street.
We gotta go by the trout.
So we have to, we really need to address that. And I don't.
Okay, I'm interested in that, Mr. Chairman.
So who would kind of head that up?
I think Ray just volunteered.
What would the volunteering entail? Looking?
Give me the names of the property owners. I know one of them. I got it. And then that way we can go from there as to, all right, this has been set long enough, and we did find out that the property, the water rights are ours, and we need to set up a lease on it.
Do you have an extra large? I've got bulletproof vests. You'll need one.
That's all right.
Come in and see me.
Okay.
There is, of course, a copy of the old lease, and that would be a good place to start, just to be aware of that.
And I have that information.
I'll do some poking around.
It would you? Thank you. Please, thank you.
I'll even give you a discount.
Do I get a discount?
Sure.
Anything else?
I'll get a discount.
Another issue, Jim, is I was questioned about where we are. This is actually new business. Well, maybe not. Where are we disposing of the sludge or the effluent that we take with the potholder?
We are dumping it into our lagoon, which we can suck it out of the lagoon and put it into the treatment plant, into the basins.
It depends on whether it's sewage or whether it's just dirt and rock.
The sewage that we're doing for the golf course and stuff goes down to the lagoons.
But if it's just, we're on a job site, we got a water break, it's just dirt, rock, we have another area. So it depends on what we're doing.
Is it okay to dump it into the lagoon before it hits the UV light?
Yes.
It doesn't go through the UV light.
It doesn't.
It goes back through the whole treatment plant process before we get it even close to the ultralights.
Okay. All right, that's all I had.
Okay. All right, under new business, CCR is posted. It is on it's the customer consumer report for our water. It is posted on the front of the building here. It is posted on our website. Gary had got that all completed last week. I think we've met all the regulations as to where it needs to be posted and put out. We also have copies here in the office if anybody wanted it that way. So that's one of our guidelines that we have to do every year and make sure it is announced and put out there. We did have a meeting with Colorado Wildlife and Parks today. It was a very informative meeting as to deer, bear populations in our area.
Hope she ain't going back for a gun.
I didn't bring my nets in my car. So I don't know. Neil and Greg sat in on it. Do you guys have anything? We're looking at probably them coming down and doing a survey and stuff with the public in September maybe a town hall type situation, as to inform people of the data that they have together already as to the deer count and what it's creating within Colorado City, especially even accidents on 165 and stuff like that.
It was a good meeting. It was a good meeting. They're going to do a survey, and it's going to take them some time, but they're going to survey the animals. One of the things that you had mentioned, 165, what I thought was interesting was that they were saying that CDOT is even looking at 165 now because there are so many incidences with deer on 165, and they're talking about, if this continues, even putting in a tunnel or putting in some kind of a crossover of 165, because it is that serious. Well,
or fences too, and that, I don't know,
yeah,
about
that,
the fence part.
That means we need to pay attention. So it's good to hear that they're willing to come down in this fall and put on a PowerPoint presentation about the issue and kind of get the public involved as to why we have an issue and how are we going to handle it. It was a great meeting.
And the PowerPoint presentation would actually include everybody in the audience would be, they would actually get opinions live from the audience via electronics. So that you don't even have to voice your opinion if you don't want to. You can give it while they're giving the speech, so they can get true, accurate data from the audience as to what their feelings are on the subjects.
Well, they're already calving, because I had to stop. I had a doe, and I don't know, they might have been a week old. She had twins. She always has twins, and she lives at the water plant.
Yeah.
They're already calving.
We have to recognize the issue, and they're very definitely on top of it and willing to work with us on however we can, best way to do it. So, and then we did talk about bears and about water and about fisheries and everything. Did you want to?
Yeah, so one of the things that I thought was very interesting, that an idea that was brought up, was Mike was talking about us doing that second dam, because he was confused as to that's what we were getting ready to do. And we told him, we let him know that, no, that's not what we're getting ready to do. We're going to repair the old dam and make it possible to expand the height. But at the same time, by having that conversation, we discovered that DOW is very interested in more fisheries. Very interested. To the point that they may be willing to even flip part of the cost of getting that second dam going. And they have grant writers that they could possibly get involved too. It is something that is long ways from being done, something that we need to really get the ball rolling. And one of my ideas was that we try to find a volunteer within the community that we basically ask them to get in touch with the DOW, with Mike, with his bosses, and see what it would take to get this stuff done. Because that second dam, I mean, realistically, I won't be alive to see it unless we get a bigger agency involved. And DOW probably has the resources and probably has the money to do it. And they're very interested in more fisheries.
So it was along that line, it was good. We're going to continue, I guess, the communication with them, and he's going to provide some information
about
resources.
Well, what I would like to see, though, the only problem is that it's going to, this idea, I'm afraid, will go straight by the wayside if we don't get somebody to head up the project. We need to find a volunteer, because I don't think you guys have got the time. But
it was a meeting with Mike Brown and Cody.
Okay.
But if any of you guys know, or anybody listening to the meeting knows of somebody that might be interested in volunteering for that, they can either contact me, they contact Jim. I'd love to see somebody come.
They have different resources. You know, you have Bureau of Reclamation, you have conservation trusts and all of that, that they have pulls of money, plus then all the fees that they put on now for your fell stamps and extra rods, and that money goes into a pot for new construction and things that way. I know one of the things that he brought up is on a yearly basis, they have a pot of, say, $11 million that people write in and get on a list to, they'll dole that money out in increments to work on it.
He went through a whole list of different places that money's available, because it's going to take a lot of money if we want to put that second dam in. But at the same time, if we can get some of these bigger agencies involved, it might could happen fairly.
So the result of the meeting basically is that we are going to continue to connect with them, and they're going to provide us with some information of resources and just moving forward on these things.
Yes. But we do need to get, I can't emphasize it enough. I would love to see a volunteer somewhere to spearhead this project, because otherwise it's just going to disappear.
Anything else? Okay. Ready?
Chairman, I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
There you go.
Amen.
Good job. You're getting better at that.
Don't move.
What is it? You got checks?
The first meeting in August.
First or second.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Haven't we got Christy to sign these yet?
No. It takes having you.